Good morning.
Good morning.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Welcome to our service this morning on the fourth Sunday of Easter. We are blessed to be together and to celebrate the wonderful gifts that we have in Christ Jesus, what he did for us on the cross, and of course in his resurrection during this season. And I'm glad you made it. The Lord has special gifts for you today, and we're blessed to be together. Want to also welcome those who are tuned in on the radio this morning. Thank you for joining us for our service that way, or those that are watching online later. We welcome you also in the name of our Lord Jesus. Our service begins this morning. If you turn to page 2 in your bulletin, just inside the front cover there, you'll find hymn number 686. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. So we'll sing that out of the hymnal this morning, 686, as we get started. And we do invite the congregation to please stand on the last verse of this hymn if you're able. Let's sing together this morning, hymn 686. We begin this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. If you join us now on page 3 for our responsive introit from Psalm 23 and John chapter 10. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. In the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from the death the shepherd of your sheep. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. We join together in our Alleluia verse before our reading of the Holy Gospel. Let's sing. Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And please be seated. Would you join us now in singing together our hymn of the day, hymn 709, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Good Shepherd Sunday we celebrate today, and our Lord is our Good Shepherd. I want you to imagine something with me this morning, if you would. Imagine it's just another day, and you're sitting wherever you sit, and scrolling through your social media. And as you're doing that, you notice a news article, and the news article is entitled, "Local Shepherd Heroically Saves His Sheep, But It Cost Him His Life." Jesus said in John 10, verse 11, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." But we have to admit, it is a bit of a strange sort of image. Not the Jesus as the Good Shepherd part, right? Like that part, we totally get. But the rest of the verse, the shepherd dying for the sheep. It feels, well, honestly, a bit absurd. This isn't really going to be an experience we probably hear about in life. I bet you don't ever see that news article. And if it ever did, so just go with me, if it ever did happen that a shepherd would die for a sheep or for the flock of sheep, what would we say or conclude except, wow, that guy really loved his sheep? That would be about all we could say. But friends, that's exactly the point this morning on Good Shepherd Sunday. That's exactly the point. See, if you heard as Randy read from 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, we all mostly know John 3:16, but this morning we're hearing 1 John 3:16 as he read. It's this epistle that sort of explains what's going on with this shepherd giving his life for the sheep image that we have from Jesus in John 10. 1 John 3:16 says this, "By this we know love, that Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers." Jesus is putting on display this morning his absurd love for you. What have we done for him? King of kings, Lord of lords, creator of all life, of everything we see around us. What have we done for him that he should do anything for us, especially die for us on the cross? But this is the kind of love he calls us to, that he calls us to understand. This kind of love. A love that the world would call absurd. Have you ever been taken advantage of by someone in your life? I bet you have. I think everybody has. Used by somebody? Showed no appreciation for all the efforts that you've put in. We know how it feels. We don't like it. We don't like it at all. We don't appreciate not being appreciated. And we don't really love very well unless we're loved back. But this is the amazing part. The kind of love that Jesus is teaching us about this morning, that we should do as he said, and that we ought to lay down our lives for each other? That kind of love feels a bit absurd sometimes. Living like Jesus loving like Jesus, all things we aspire to, but sometimes don't really make a lot of sense to us. It's because when we think about love as people, we think about it as a two-way street. Like, I'll give love if I get love back. But if I don't get love back, then we say, oh no, something's wrong. Something's wrong. And this causes much pain in our world, friends. Divorces, families destroyed. What the Bible's telling us this morning is that that thinking is not describing love the way it actually is. John said in that verse 16, by this we know love. By this we know love. That Jesus laid down his life for us. Not by our experiences in life. That's what we usually go to try to understand it. No, he says, by this we know love, that Jesus died for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for each other. And laying down our life means, well, dying to ourselves, like Jesus tells us in the Gospels. Dying to our need to be recognized. Dying to our need to be appreciated. Loving absurdly, shepherd for sheep. Being willing to be taken advantage of for the sake of someone who doesn't deserve it? By this we know love, he says, that Jesus did those exact things. Do we want to know God? Do we really want to know him? Do we want to understand him? John says later in his epistle, God is love. There it is. Now listen to the Apostle Paul and how he teaches on these things. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, he writes, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. And then in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 24, he teaches, let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor. Man, tell me that's not the most foreign thing to our American ears in 2024. That sounds absurd. Wait. Live for others only? Completely? What about me? What do I get? What does Jesus tell us this morning? Chapter 10, verse 11. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And we also then ought to lay down our lives for each other. He's showing it to you. He's showing it to you right now. Love at its essence. Love at exactly what it is. It's a one-way street. Now it's beautiful. Beautiful. When one-way streets are both moving in that direction, isn't it? Like in a marriage, it can be great. This one-way street that John the Apostle is talking about this morning comes from heaven to earth. One direction. It's unearned. It's undeserved. It's unappreciated. But this is the team that God put you on when he gave you faith. This is the team that he put you on when he baptized you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This is the kind of love we're included in. God's love flowing from heaven to earth in Christ, now flowing through you and me, also by faith to a broken world. that doesn't understand love for a second and misunderstands it all the time as some sort of selfish engagement that they would be involved in love to get something. That's not what we're hearing love described as this morning. The church is his team of people that he uses to actually love. I have to say it to you and to myself this morning, that Christ has made us free to love absurdly. To love when it feels absurd to do it. This is a beautiful thing. Listen to Jesus now in Luke chapter 6, verse 35 and 36. This is how he teaches it. He says, "But love your enemies." See the one-way direction of that love? "And do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil." Be merciful, he says, even as your Father in heaven is merciful. The scriptures are teaching us this morning what the essence of love really is, that it's not a two-way street, it's a one-way street. Love is not fueled by what it gets, it's fueled by God. Even in our relationships. It comes from Christ. This is why, as pastors and Christians, we say, guys, if marriage is beautiful, but without Christ. Because then it's just two-way streets thinking. But when love comes from Christ, through us, to one another, it's something totally different. All of a sudden, love isn't contingent upon what it receives. Whether it exists or not. Now all of a sudden it's there, solid, never changing. Have you ever felt that in your own life when you messed up? You messed up bad. And somebody doesn't hold it against you. Instead, they love you, undeserved. It's a beautiful thing that he's teaching us about this morning. Love is not fueled by what it gets. Doesn't subsist in what it receives. It's fueled by God. Listen to the Apostle Paul. This is 1 Corinthians 13. You'll know it. Love is patient and kind, he says. It can be patient and it can be kind. The kind of love that Jesus is teaching us about this morning, because it doesn't need to be reciprocated in order to function. Why do you think the world hasn't ended yet? That's the reason. Because God's love doesn't need to be reciprocated in order to function. It goes on in chapter 13. It says, love does not envy. It doesn't need to get. It just gives. Love doesn't boast. It doesn't tell of what it did in order to get something back from its object. That's our version of love. That's the way we think about it. That's not the way God's teaching us about love. It isn't arrogant or rude. In other words, it doesn't force itself, love. It just remains there for its object. Like the book of Hosea, if you're familiar with it. It isn't irritable or resentful. If it was resentful, it couldn't function. It would only be irritable if it wasn't reciprocated. Tell me you don't understand that one. We do get irritable when we're not appreciated. When we aren't honored, when we're not noticed, when we do things and nobody seems to care, we do get irritable. That's not love that we're working with there. does not rejoice at wrongdoing, he says in verse 6, but rejoices with the truth. What truth? This one that Jesus told us. The shepherd gave his life for the sheep. Laid down his life. He rejoices in the truth of the cross, my friends. That shows us actually what love is, instead of this counterfeit idea that we tote around all the time in our hearts and minds that doesn't really help us out that much. Love bears all things, verse 7, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Why? How? It's not empowered by what it receives in return. But it is the very life of God himself coming to bear on the face of this earth in the person of Jesus and his cross. Verse 8, love never ends. This is how we know that what we often call love isn't really the exact same thing as Jesus is teaching us today. Because we see our version of love come to an end all the time. One of the saddest things. We see it end. Don't be fooled by the counterfeit copy of love in this world, friends. See what it truly is this morning and listen to Christ in his word. He gave his life for you. The shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. By this, John says, we know love. There's another quick, clear way to see it. And it's in God's forgiveness. He forgives us. Again and again and again and again and again and again and again for the same sins. Seems kind of absurd if you think about it. But it's real. His love flowing one way from heaven to earth through the forgiveness of sins for you, so that when you and I leave this room this morning, we have nothing between us and God. He's showing us love right there again. Are we really forgiven? Yes. There was never anything more absurd than the author of life dying a torturous death on a cross. But he did it. He died for the sheep. He did it for you. You know, that's the difference between talking about Jesus and hearing the gospel. The gospel is when the heart clings by the gift of faith to those words, for you. He did it for you. That one-way street from heaven to earth of love. What could we say? What could we say? Except, man, this guy really loves his sheep. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. At this time, we invite the congregation to please stand if you're able as we confess our faith this morning to the words of the Nicene Creed. They're found for you there in your bulletin on page 9. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life,
who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We come now to the time in our service for our prayer of the church. Our response for our prayers this morning is, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Shepherd of Israel, in your Son Jesus Christ, you have sought out your sheep and gathered us into your flock. Keep us always in your fold and guard us from every wolf and snare. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you alone gather us as your sheep and send faithful shepherds to us. Call all who have wandered from your flock and bless the faithful shepherds who gather them through the voice of your word. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your Son has called us to love our brothers and sisters. Turn us in your love that seems absurd to the world toward our neighbors, especially those within our own homes and families who may have hurt us, those who we feel like don't deserve our love. Lord, give us your love for them, that we may love them and daily show your work in us by deed and truth, laying down our lives as Christ first did for us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Eternal Lord, through the Paschal Lamb, you have wrought peace between man and God by your gift of good government. Grant peace and good days also to our citizens and between the nations of our world, that we and all our neighbors may lead quiet lives in godly contentment. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, by the first fruits of Christ's life from the dead, you secured forgiveness for our troubled consciences. Lord, bless also with temporal health and well-being those who are in need among us. We name before you Bill Van Giesen, Carol McNeil, Carissa, William Tanner, Emily Johnson and family, John Brownell, Ava Hoffman, Leonard Vigil, Sean Austin, Jim and Linda Holman, Debbie Ford, Carolyn Jerry, Betty Gray, Sandy Santa Stephen, Betty Patton, Sonny Rumler, Don Hermanson, and all those that we name silently on our hearts at this time. Lord, grant them aid in their moments, and even more so, true immortal health in the world to come. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, our shepherd, you calm all fears in this valley of the shadow of death, and you prepare the holy table of your Son's testament for us in the presence of our enemies who mock us for our faith. We still gather and receive your gifts, and we pray you grant us repentant and faithful hearts in every tribulation or troubling situation, that you'd lead us to find comfort not in ourselves or any worldly created thing, but strength in your overflowing love that's given to us here in this sacrament. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, out of your fatherly goodness, you have remembered us, poor, miserable sinners, and given your beloved Son to be our shepherd, not only to nourish us by his word, but also to defend us from sin, death, and the devil. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that even as This shepherd knows us and helps us in every affliction. We may also know him, trust him, seek help and comfort in him, understand love his way, and heartily obey his voice, and obtain eternal salvation through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. At this time, we have a great blessing for you this morning, and a very special occasion as well. And we ask Amy Poole if she would come up here to the front of the church with me. So Amy would like to become a member of our congregation, so we'll receive her this morning by profession of faith. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord." Amy, do you, in this day, in the presence of God, in this congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism? If so, say, "Yes, I do."
Yes, I do.
Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? If so, say, "Yes, I renounce them."
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit? If so, say, "Yes, I believe." Do you hold all prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God and the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from them and confess in the small catechism to be faithful and true? If so, say, "Yes, I do."
Yes, I do.
Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? If so, say, "I do by the grace of God." Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? If so, say, "I do by the grace of God."
I do by the grace of God.
Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church and suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? If so, say, "I do by the grace of God."
I do by the grace of God.
Do you desire to become a member of this congregation? If so, say, "I do." Will you support the work of our gracious Lord has given this congregation with your prayers and the gifts that God has given you? If so, say, "I will with the help of God."
I will with the help of God.
Upon this, your confession of faith, I acknowledge publicly that you are a member, Amy Poole, of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and of this congregation, Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church. Receive the Lord's Supper. Participate with us in the blessings of salvation that as Lord has given to his church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing this, your daughter Amy, to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior. Lord, enable her by your strength, with her heart to believe and with her mouth to keep confessing his saving name. Grant by your word and spirit that we may continue together with her in one true faith and in the fellowship of this congregation together as we all wait and fight the good fight of faith so that we may receive the crown of righteousness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. You can go sit down. Thank you, Amy. I have an opportunity at the end of our service to greet Amy and welcome her to our congregation. And now at this time in our service, we take a moment for our offering to be collected and presented. We recall the Lord's teaching about giving to the church, that we shouldn't give grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a faithful giver. And so at this time, we'll enjoy instrumental piece by our organists as our offerings are collected and presented. If you've been joining us on the radio this morning, we thank you for tuning into our service. If you're gathered here in the sanctuary with us, we invite you to turn to page 10 in our bulletin. And please stand if you're able for our service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with the witnesses of the resurrection, with the angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Our Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he'd given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
And you've been listening to Pastor Jason Cody live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. Thank you for listening. Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado, with worship services every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Please join us in person or listen in right here on KSPK-FM. For more information, you may call the church office at 719-589-4611 or visit our website at www.tlcalamosa.net or on Facebook by searching for Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. And tune in again next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on KSPK-FM.
KSPK. Walsh.